Chapter 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, to Dan and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the hinder sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knows of his tomb to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him, and the children of Israel listened to him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. There has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, and all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror, which Moses worked in the sight of all Israel.